All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
Got another wild card.
Wild card, all right. God. Jeff.
I really want to hear a celebrity squeal this morning, so let's give it to Jubal.
Ooh!
You heard me squeal earlier, but that's—I guess we can talk about that.
That was a private.
All right, I'm grabbing the shot collar. While I put that on, Jeff, please read me the shot collar question of the day.
Sometimes relationships end on good terms, other times they don't. And according to a new survey, the number one way that Americans get back at an ex is purposely vandalizing their vehicle.
It's so messed up.
And a study found the most common ways that ex-boyfriends and girlfriends have done that following a bad breakup. Name the top four most popular ways of car vandalism.
This is right up your alley, Jubal.
It is. Yeah. I've vandalized a few cars in my day.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. Spark plugs to the windows. Cracks them every time.
Oh, savage, dude. Mm.
Is that, like, because of an ex or just because you were bored?
Both. Okay. Well, no, I never an ex, actually. Never an ex. Bored, yeah, revenge bored on other people,
everyone
not exes.
You should know how to break into a car, right?
Yeah, why not?
Skill to learn. The easiest one, just to throw it out there, is keying.
Yeah,
right?
Keying's on there. I would say breaking the windows. Do you have to be specific about how you break the windows?
No.
Okay. You have so many techniques.
Yeah, there are different ways you can break a car window.
You think that breaking the windows before slashing the tires?
No. Uh-uh. Do you have to do it in order again?
No, any order.
Yeah, so
slashing the tires for sure.
What else?
Windows.
Those are the only two that I can...
Keying.
The only thing I've ever done is toilet paper a car. I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
They just took it down.
Dude, I am really evil.
Savage.
Yeah, you put air back in the tires.
Listen. We put butter underneath the door handles.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yum. That was greasy for days.
So, how about kicking a dent in the door?
What?
That's good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is breaking windows different than breaking, like, taillights and headlights? Because you break the lights out.
The lights are easier to break, too, because they're plastic.
Are they?
Yeah.
God, you know way too much about this.
But how are you missing the classic, like, you write a bad name in spray paint on their car?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's what you see.
I've seen that online. People go viral, like, this guy cheated, or I hope you like your
I see it online all the time, too, but why don't you ever see it driving down the street in real life?
I know. I want to see that.
You know?
Read the question one more time, please.
Recently, a study found the most common ways that ex-boyfriends and girlfriends have vandalized an ex's car after a bad breakup. Name the top four most popular ways of car vandalism.
So we're going four, okay. So keying.
You have keying, breaking windows, slashing and slashing tires.
So I need one more good one.
You don't think spray paint?
No.
What about breaking, just like quick, like breaking off the antenna?
Yeah, a lot of cars don't have antennas like that anymore, though.
That's true.
Right? Pooping on it.
That's actually not a bad...
That's really not that bad.
No.
I don't think a lot of people... They'd be too embarrassing to get up on a car, pull your pants down.
You can break the windshield wipers off.
Oh?
I'll go windshield wipers.
Really?
Ooh. Windshield wipers.
Rogue.
It's risky.
Recently, a nationwide study found the number one most common way to get back at an ex following a bad breakup is to vandalize their car. And they also discovered the top four most common ways people do that. They are number four, slashing the tires.
Nice.
Number three, smashing out windows.
Good.
Two is keying the side of the car.
Okay.
And the number one favorite way to vandalize an ex's vehicle is... smearing something sticky over the windshield like peanut butter or eggs.
Oh.
I was close with butter.
Yeah, you were. I was thinking more permanent than that. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
I got it wrong, and I got the lyrics for You Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. sing that before I get shocked. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. Ow!
Sorry, I had to stop
that. That's okay.
Thank you.
All right, the show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve the Goat Boyd and Jeff the Downward Dog DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.